Okay. Rei v'anyenu. Now you notice the title, there's one word missing. Rei?
No.
I assume Ashkenaz doesn't have no, is that true? What? Probably, right? What's Ashkenaz? No, that's fire. It's Ashkenaz. What? Oh, really? I didn't understand. What? Shinamid Aleph? It does say no? In Ashkenaz also? Let me see Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz doesn't. That's why. Ashkenaz takes out no. Probably it is later. Okay. Anyway, Re'evon Yenu. Rak Acha Birchus Haslicha. Only after asking for forgiveness, Mechaylan Lishbay Siach. We can pour out a prayer, a request, Re'e Bo'on Yenu, see our pain. K'mashi Yavur Bezos Hashem. That's once he asks Hashem for forgiveness, and you have a right to say, Hashem, look at Atzar. V'av Shahar Be'pa'am in Chosro Lanu Ha'akara. We don't always recognize the tsar and the tsara that's around us. You, God, know the pressure under which we find ourselves. No. When he looks in the word no. No, please. See our pain. Shlita. Shel Hatzar Hatzayer, Hitler Yemach Shemay Vizich, right? In the beginning of the time of Hitler's coming to power, Afili Yu Miike Yisrael Bekaf Maznayim, Vuyamach Shemay Bekaf Shnia, even if the worst Jews would be on one side of a scale, all of them together, and Hitler on the other side, Machriyas Kulam Brishasa, he's worse than all of them. There are people who understood from the very beginning, and they ran away from Germany. But most Jews thought most Jews in Germany thought that the tsar would go away soon. And the gzeira against the Jews would eventually disappear. Mikoshka, and certainly Bishamedinais, in Poland and the other countries, Loyola Rayaneseyem Shas Sheis Sara Hiliyakev. They didn't realize how difficult a time it was to Klal Yisrael. And, Verisi Pam, Mashakosov, Bacher Echad, he says, I remember seeing a boy who wrote his memories of 1936 to 1938, even though he knew he could not go to Germany, because of the political situation, in Poland they weren't afraid. And they thought they're okay, they're at peace. God knew the truth. Even if we don't see our danger, what a strong thing. He's saying, we tell God, see that which causes us pain, meaning even when we don't see what causes us pain, which he's comparing to Poland in before Germany took over Poland, that even though they don't see the pain, but
why are we saying Re'e? Hashem knows Re'e. What are we telling them to see?
Yeah, it's true. Re'e means lehisbainei. Re'e here means not to see it, but to pay attention to it. You could see something, and you could pay attention to it.
So So we should pay attention.
No, we're asking God, pay attention, reina vanyenu, see our pain, veriva rivenu, and fight our battle. As we're saying, reina vanyenu, rivenu, see our tsar, and fight for us. And redeem us. A lot of people think that the bracha Gal Yisrael Revan Yenu refers to Mashiach. It doesn't. It refers to a tsar within the galus. So Revan Yenu see our tsar within the galus, and fight for us. That's what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do.
Only use the Lashon Ra here, but not by any other bracha, like Refaenu Na.
Why more here?
Why here
than no, really means now. It's used to mean please. The real translation of no is now. You know, no also is used to mean raw meat. It's called, altecha mimenu no. No means immediate. If you want to say immediately, eat it raw. Re'ei no vanyenu means now, see our pain.
It's a
Oh, this is Gula, but not by Refaenu.
Well, no, but where we say, for instance, yeah, Refaenu, you should heal us now.
Yeah, okay.
Or
it's
hear our tefillos now. I mean, you could say that by any bracha, really.
Yeah, I guess when you talk for Klal Yisrael, it's a more urgent message, I guess.
And the other thing is, Poland was very anti-Semitic.
Yeah, but there was no existential threat to Jews in Poland. The Jews in Poland were members of the parliament. Rav Meir Shapiro was a member of the Polish parliament. The Reshurov also. There was a religious bloc in the Polish parliament. There were a lot of Jews in Poland. People think that Poland, the Jews are mostly religious. The secular bloc was much larger than the religious bloc. In Poland, because in the cities there were more religious Jews. In Warsaw there were a greater number of religious Jews, but in Poland overall there were not. And the picture of Poland as a pre-war Poland as being a religious place is not as people say it. You know, people remember whatever they remember, but it's not true. It's not true numbers wise. Rabbi Miller used to say it all the time, that before the war, Europe had become irreligious. And Rabbi Wein says it all the time. He says that the fiddler on the roof image of the shtetls in Europe is not correct. That the shtetlach were more not religious. Rapam remembered being in Slabodka in 1924. And he said that in Slabodka, who's going to yeshiva ready? He said it was full of maskilim, people who study Torah for the study, but were not really religious. And he didn't tell me what the percentages were, but he said that the proud aristocratic members were the people that were maskilim. He said he was there with two brothers, and his brothers were swept away by Naskalim. He said he was a little boy, so they didn't bother him. He was, I think he was between, he went from 11 to 12 years old, his 12th birthday in Slabodka. And after that he came to America.
Had they let him into the yeshiva?
Well, there was yeshiva gedayla. There was yeshiva katana. Yeshiva katana in America means elementary school. In Israel, in Europe, yeshiva katana means, high school. They call cheder the elementary school and yeshiva katana. If you go to Israel and they say yeshiva katana, Americans think they mean elementary school. It doesn't. Yeshiva Ketana is a high school. So Slabodka had Yeshiva Ketana, which is what we would call a high school, separate from the famous Yeshiva Knesset Yisrael of Slabodka. And Rav Palm was in the Yeshiva Ketana, although he said he walked in, he remembered the images of the Beis Medrash of the Alto of Slabodka saying a shmuz, and there were no microphones. He was an elderly gentleman. When he gave a shmuz, everyone crowded around him. They all stood around him, crowded around him. It adds to the drama of the moment when everyone's crowding around and straining to hear. It just adds to it. And that was his memory. I don't know if he actually was close enough to hear a shmuz from the altar, but he had memories of having observed it. In the Yeshiva Ketana, no, because when he was 12, they came to America through, I think through Yugoslavia, or maybe through Germany. They traveled, and on the way, one of his brothers got sick. It was a very long trip. He was bar mitzvah en route to the United States. And his father had come before him. I'll come here first. Okay, at any rate, so Reina Vanyenu is interesting. Taish Hashem, you see the tsaris before we do. So pay attention to them. Kshabasi l'America, Rav Schwab is writing, when I came to America, Ha'isa Eretzu Mechuna B'Shem Golden Medina. You've heard that expression. America was called the Golden Land. Aval Hayoim Kulonu Nechachnu She'ina Eretz Hazov. This is not a land of gold. Ela Eretz Shal Niyorais B'Shtorais Ba'alma. A land of paper and shtoreh, see, I guess these checks and documents and bonds. The gamzele shavalanu, and this also, the fact that we came to America, and whatever it is we were able to develop, loy shavalanu, doesn't pan out well for the Jews here. Shalomoris hacheris hanira vahanishma, harayanu nimtzam begalus. Despite the fact that we have freedom here, which is certainly more, the freedom we have here in this country is way beyond anything we had in the Golos, probably anywhere. I don't know all the countries we were in, but Harayanu Mitzam Begolos is still a Golos. I once read about the Golden Age of Spain. During the Golden Age of Spain, Jews didn't have the freedoms we have in this country. They weren't oppressed, but they didn't have the freedoms we have. They didn't have a right to be represented in the government there. I mean, not that it was a democratic government, but they didn't have what we have. He says, "Lufnei chamesh esri shana, haisi yediyah zu chiddush gadol." Before, he says, 15 years ago, I wonder what year this was said, haisi yediyah zu chiddush gadol. When you told someone was still in Galus, they said, "What?" As the years go on, we realize that we're not confident of our situation here. How the hatred for the Jews increases as time goes on. And it dwells in all parts of the world. Now, Schwab is writing this in the 1980s, because he passed away in 92. So this he's probably writing in the 1980s, and how much more so today. Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabban Yeinu, Harry Embev Shosereinu Lamin Kenegdo. We really can't stop the tide of anti-Semitism. Ayei Hamakim Shenifne L'Sham. Which country are we going to go to next? Banu Ad Hayloim. We've come here, Levroyach, to escape Meheredifa Shesavalu B'Medinas Europe. Get away from the hatred that we suffered in Europe. If in America we're not going to find peace, are we going to run to the moon? You turn right or left, the Jews are alone. You know what that means? Erwunscht. We should add our German-speaking friend here tonight. Erwunscht means to be welcome. Erwunscht means that they wish we'd be here. Like when you wait for someone you love, you say Erwunscht. So he says there's nobody who's looking for the Jews. Ain't shum medina hamachrezes vaymeres bayu b'nei Yisrael b'hamayinim. No country that says, Jews, come in your multitudes, and the Kabbalah eschem b'yadayim suchais. V'gam b'eretz Yisrael, oimrim ha-Palestinim, also the Palestinians, parenthetically he writes, mitzias umazu, this nation called Palestinians, eino ki'im b'meyev ha-chamishim shonu ha-achroinais. It's also made up. It's also only in the last 150 years, since the Jews want to be in Israel, so the Palestinians created an entity called Palestinians. Ein lachem mokim kan. Ulachain, bantef, Entifada, how do you pronounce it? Entifada. Sorry. L'chei b'entifada, l'chom b'entifada, and they started on fast. This must have been in 91. L'chei b'yayseinu, divuyin uschufim, wherever we are, we had tzaris, on umavakshim panecha. So we beg God, v'tzayekin, habeg mishamayim urei, kino lagva kelas bagayim, look Hashem. We've been downtrodden by the nations, urei banyenu, she'efetz ozur va'ozuv, that were abandoned, v'anachtu v'atzmeinu b'lay kayach, u'beinayinim, we don't have power to do anything. V'at Hashem, v'riva rivenu, she'tiyah lanu tekuma ben shinei ha'araya shal agolis. There should have hope between the teeth of the lions and agolis. So here you have you've learned all the brachis, which he's explained in very academic, technical terms. Here it's more emotional. You can see somebody who went through the Holocaust, who's talking about being oppressed, and uses these expressions. Where are we going to run? To the moon?
But it seems a little inaccurate. I mean, when he talks about having nowhere to go, we should and could go to Eretz Yisrael, and they want us there. The Palestinians don't control Eretz Yisrael.
What he means to say is we don't have peace. Wherever we're going, we don't have peace. And unfortunately, they control too much of Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. But yeah, I agree. We should all head there. We make the same request more openly, and we say, and even though this prayer comes from the Jews who are in Eretz Yisrael, the language they wrote 2,000 years ago, Kibitzara Gedaila Anachnu, that we have tzaris, it continues, Mamshichin, Al Tefen El Rishenu, don't look at our sins, Shanu Yoidim, Shema Shaba Avoin Hamachi Yesutzlalnu, Shema Bishoin Hamachi Yesutzlalnu, this would that we're swimming or floating in among the nations, Bakura Golias, and in the kiln of the exile, and Isachnu, we've been melted. Hu machmas avenesenu v'rishenu. I'm going to stop here because it's time, but I think you get the picture. So in a few minutes, when you say Reino Vanyenu, have in mind, the tzaris of Jews and Golos.